Blackstone Publishing and Buck 50 Productions present Girls from the Hood 7 by Red, Nikki Michelle, and Eric S. Gray. This book is read by Stevie Washington, Mia Wilkerson, and L. Stephen Taylor.
Love on Lockdown by Red. Chapter 1. With more bodies under her belt than a murderer on death row, Candy had an eye-for-an-eye attitude that often left kids wondering, when is Mommy coming home? And had some of the most feared gangsters pulling their own dicks out of their mouths. She was a former project chick, killing being her sixth sense. When it came to dudes coming up short on her and her husband's paper, instead of asking questions, she cashed in on their souls. Candy and her husband, Raynal, had all of Century City and Westwood on lockdown. The drugs that flowed in and out of the city had their names on them. They were the only suppliers willing to risk their freedom transporting both marijuana and cocaine from Colombia to the U.S. by boat, making them Century City's most sought-after suppliers. They were pulling in as much as $252,000 a month from the cocaine alone, with the monthly sales from the marijuana being a little less than $20,000. Normally, Raynal would make the pickups while Candy counted the cash. But since he was in jail, Candy was left to make sure that everything was on point. Candy sat in the waiting room of Men's Central County Jail, also known as the Twin Towers, searching through the orange jumpsuits for her husband. Each time she saw a tall, dark man with cornrows entering the waiting area from the door leading to their cells, she thought it was him.